AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Demonstrators and police in the streets of Los Angeles again amid protests against immigration raids.
Right now, there have been five raids by ICE throughout the region.
LA Mayor Karen Bass.
Nothing warranted the raids. If you remember at the beginning of this administration, we were told that raids would be to look for violent criminals, people who had warrants. But I don't know how you go from a drug dealer to a Home Depot, to people's workplaces where they're just trying to make a living.
Sound courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. Meantime, President Trump's authorized the deployment of an additional 2,000 National Guard members, earlier saying,
they've really helped in a lot of problems that we're having out there.
At that news conference, LA Mayor Karen Bass says the city is being misrepresented.
I read a description of our city that was so troubling to me. A description of our city that says that we have been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals, and that now violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents. I don't know if anybody has seen that happen, but I've not seen that happen.
Meantime, the Pentagon's scrambling to establish rules to guide 700 Marines being deployed to L.A., who could be faced with using force against citizens on American soil. In other news, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has removed every member of the scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines usage. More trade talks between the U.S. and China have begun in London.
I think we're doing very well.
And the president says,
I'm only getting good reports. It's a little early, but we want to open up China.
And a quiet trading day.
The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Monday. The index is 2.3% below the record high it set in February. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was essentially unchanged. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. Ed Donahue has news of a death in the music world.
Sly Stone, the leader of Sly and the Family Stone, has died. He was 82. Sly and the Family Stone was founded in the 60s and was the first major group to include black and white men and women.
I am everyday people.
Sly Stone, born Sylvester Stewart, had a brief time at the top, just 3 years. The group released five top 10 singles, three of them hitting number one. Sly's influence as a showman and his revolutionary funk sound has endured for decades. Sly and the Family Stone was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993, and Sly performed at the Grammys in 2006. His family says Sly Stone had been in poor health in recent years. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Looking to upgrade your bathroom without the hassle or the wait? Say hello to Blissful Baths, the stress-free way to transform your space into a relaxing retreat. Right now, Blissful Baths is offering 12 months with no payments and no interest. That's right, zero payments and zero interest for a whole year. Even better, they can replace your walk-in shower or bath in as little as one day. No mess, no long waits. Just a beautiful new bath space, fast. And here's the cherry on top. You can get up to 20% off with instant manufacturer rebates, plus extra savings for seniors and first responders. Ready to turn your bathroom into your own personal spa? Go to blissfulbaths.com today to request your free consultation. That's blissfulbaths.com. You deserve affordable luxury.